What time is it? It's Winning with Money time.
Welcome back, and how are you today? So I have a lot to unpack in this episode. You may want to get your favorite beverage and just maybe kick your feet up. So here we go. Are you at a crossroads with your finances? Do you think you might need some help with your money management? Are you starting to feel that incredible sinking feeling that things aren't quite right and there's got to be a better way? In today's episode, I'm going to help you by sharing some of my ideas and thoughts on what to consider when thinking about hiring a financial advisor. I'm going to break it down into three areas. One, what would you need for an advisor? Two, exploring the different types of advisors and their credentials and how they typically help you. And three, some key questions you could ask a prospective advisor to determine if he or she is a good fit for you. So why would you need an advisor? If you think you need help, you probably do, and that's perfectly okay. It's actually a very smart thing to get some help, even at least to get a second opinion to give you peace of mind. The two things that jump out immediately at me when I think about finding the right advisor is skill set and relationship. If I'm looking for someone to help me in any area of my life, I would want to work with somebody I can, one, trust, and two, I feel comfortable with, to share my story and my situation and why I would like that help. I would want to have the confidence knowing that that advisor is competent and has the right knowledge and skill set to help me. He or she would need to understand my situation and provide me with the best path forward and give me guidance that makes sense to me and is in my best interest, and really to give me hope for success. So let's roll up our sleeves. Here we go as we dive into some of the main types of financial advisors to consider. They can come from a wide variety of backgrounds and hold various degrees and licenses. Not trying to scare you, but up front, I would just want to alert you that you need to be careful and you don't want to hire a Bernie Madoff type of scammer, especially if you decide to have that advisor manage your assets. In that vein, if you are looking for a wealth or money manager, the first thing I would verify is he or she with a firm that has a registered investment advisor, RIA designation. That designation is with the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. RIAs are required to maintain the fiduciary standard. In other words, they are obligated to look out for your best interest as opposed to the suitability standard, which means they can recommend proprietary products for you that they can earn commissions on as long as the product is quote unquote suitable for you. Big difference there. Be aware of that. As a registered investment advisor, they are required to have a form ADV, Alpha Delta Victor, on file with the Securities and Exchange Commission. That provides helpful information about the advisor's business, including compensation, experience, fees, service offerings, and most importantly for us, any disciplinary history. The form ADV is used by investment advisors to register with both the SEC and state securities authorities. As a side note, this form is available to the public on the SEC's website, IAPD. And for more information about this and other valuable wealth creation resources, you can go visit investor.gov. It's a great site, has a lot of good information. So here we go with exploring the different types of advisors. If you're looking for a wealth manager, somebody to manage your money, your assets, I would look for an advisor with the Certified Financial Planner, the CFP designation. This designation is considered the gold standard, and advisors who have this are required to pass a rigorous exam that covers such topics as financial planning principles, insurance, investments, tax planning, retirement planning, among other major topic areas. They must have at least 3 years of professional experience in the field. They must adhere to the CFP Board's ethics requirements and take continuing education units to stay on top of the latest developments in the financial planning industry. If you're looking to get help with taxes or accounting or bookkeeping, another top and popular designation is a certified public accountant, also known as a CPA. These people earn the CPA credential through their training, education, and a very difficult exam. They distinguish themselves by their knowledge and skills, and CPAs are involved with accounting tasks such as producing reports that accurately reflect business dealings of companies and individuals for whom they work. They are also involved in tax reporting and filing for both individuals and businesses. CPAs are great. They can help companies and individuals choose the best course of action in terms of minimizing your taxes and maximizing profitability. Another top advisor designation is the Chartered Financial Analyst, CFA. This advisor specializes in portfolio management, and they also have to undergo a rigorous exam that covers a wide range of subjects relating to advanced investment analysis. That includes securities analysis, statistics, probability theory, fixed income, derivatives, economics, financial analysis, and finally, portfolio management. They also provide a general knowledge of a lot of other areas of your finances. This is a good one to check out. If you're nearing retirement or already in retirement, you may want to check out the Retirement Income Certified Professional. That's a mouthful. RICP, Retirement Income Certified Professional. These advisors help people who are close to or already in retirement. They help them make financial plans, and they're also a good person to check out if you need help with Social Security and maximizing your income streams, and they help you plan for your taxes, healthcare, and estate planning. So I'm not done yet. There's a couple more that I want to share with you, so bear with me. Another popular designation is the Accredited Financial Counselor. This advisor is trained with the knowledge and skills to assist and educate individuals and families on sound financial principles and in the complex process of financial decision-making that includes overcoming ineffective money management behaviors that can lead to indebtedness. They help their clients get out of debt. They help them achieve their goals. And they provide support to their clients as they work through financial challenges and opportunities. And AFC, Accredited Financial Counselor, can work in schools, financial planning firms, banks, and credit unions. They can also have their own private practice. Another title you might see is a financial counselor. This is different than the accredited financial counselor that I just talked about. A financial counselor typically works for an organization or company that is responsible for providing key financial information to clients. Offer financial help with educating their clients with their options and authorizations. They handle insurance information, they update billing information, and they complete liability claims. The last one I'll talk about, and it's one of my favorites for obvious reasons, is a financial coach. A financial coach is a trained money expert. They help you stick to a budget, get out of debt, build wealth, plan for goals, and help you change your money habits and keep you accountable to your financial plan. Typically, a financial coach works with individuals and couples to help them achieve financial peace and well-being by guiding them with strategies and tools. This type of advisor is strictly services-based. Typically, they don't sell you any products or manage your money, but they offer you real help that works. They have a heart of a teacher, and good coaches are good listeners. The main purpose of a financial coach is to guide you to win with money. That's what I do, hence my podcast title, Winning with Money. I love to help people with their finances and seeing them succeed with their money. So that's what a financial coach does. There are other financial advisors, such as chief financial officers, CFOs, and they have staffs at big corporations and federal agencies. There are stockbrokers out there. There are other types of wealth managers, for example, who manage bonds and other specific types of funds and investments. There are insurance salespeople, and you may run across many other types of financial advisors too. You may also notice that there are many advisors with multiple skill designations, licenses, and degrees. These could be most helpful to you, but they might also charge you more for their services based on their skills and experience. So if you're thinking about hiring a prospective financial advisor, I've broken down some questions into seven areas, and this is how you might be able to, you know, determine for your own benefit and your own situation the advisor that could be the right fit for you. So here are the seven areas of questions. Number one, what services do they offer? What are their fees, and who are their typical clients? Do they offer what you are looking for? Once you think you may have found someone who has the right skills to help you, is their fee structure in line with what you are willing to pay for their services? And how do their fees stack up with similar advisors? For example, are they a fee-for-service advisor, or are they paid by commission or a hybrid of both? Do they use a fee scale based on the amount of assets under management? A key point here, and I can't stress this enough to you, if you're going to hire an advisor, you'll want to be sure that the fee structure and the cost are outlined clearly and in writing, and that you understand it. Number two, if they are a wealth manager and they're going to manage your money, are they a fiduciary, registered investment advisor with the form ADV on file with the SEC? Remember, I talked about that earlier in this show. Number three, how much experience do they have, and under what types of market conditions have they been in, such as a bull market, bear markets, recessions, you know, that sort of thing. If you're having them manage some portion of your assets, you want them to be experts in their field. Number four, how will the advisor communicate with you? The advisor should be available to you to answer your questions when needed and to explain things to ensure you know everything you need to know about your finances and especially how they are managing them. Number five question I would ask, if you're planning to use a wealth manager, how do you access your information to monitor how your finances are doing? What is their philosophy for maximizing returns and providing portfolio safety based on your risk capacity and risk tolerance? I talk about risk and return in an earlier episode, episode 6 of my Investing Basics series, Risk and Return. You might want to check that out. I do a deep dive on that topic. It's linked on my show notes, and it's very informative. Moving on to number 6 question. If you're planning to use a wealth manager for your investments, what is their succession plan in the event of death of the advisor or the firm goes out of business? Key thing to know. And lastly, number 7, you could ask your prospective advisor to give you a second opinion about your overall situation or a specific financial situation. Say, for example, should I refinance my mortgage? Or do I have enough to retire at a future plan date? Or how do I solve a back taxes problem that I have with the IRS? You know, things like that. This is not a question, but another thought that you may want to consider is using a robo-advisor. A robo-advisor is a digital platform that provides automated, algorithm-driven financial planning and investment services with little to no human supervision. A typical robo-advisor asks questions about your financial situation and future goals through an online survey. And large firms out there that provide these hybrid services. Something to consider. To recap, I talked about what to look for in a financial advisor to be a good fit for you. I talked about the different types of advisors. I gave you some ideas for questions to ask a prospective advisor and things to look out for and verify when you make that decision to go with a professional financial advisor. So whether you are a do-it-yourselfer with your finances and enjoy doing it, it's not a bad idea to seek out a second opinion from a professional in the field to give you honest feedback that you're either on track or you may need some tweaks here and there. So for me, I got several second opinions from financial advisors before I retired from my day job in the Defense Department. It was both enlightening and it gave me a lot of good, helpful feedback on my journey to retirement. I hope you were able to get some good nuggets of information from this episode today to help you with your financial situation. And thank you very much for taking time out of your day to listen to me. Please share my podcast with your friends and family and be sure to subscribe. And by the way, if you would like to help me defray the cost of this podcast and help me grow, you can click on the support the show link at the bottom of the show notes and buy me a virtual cup of coffee. How cool is that? Donate whatever you think is appropriate, and I appreciate any size donation. It also lets me know that I'm helping you. I'll catch you back here next time, and I wish you a great day.
Mike's website and related podcasts are provided for general information purposes only and do not constitute accounting, financial, legal, tax, or other professional advice. For a free financial coaching consultation with Mike to guide you in your financial situation, you can schedule your session with him by going to his website at FettermanFinancialSolutions.com and clicking on the Schedule an Appointment tab on the menu to find an opening on his calendar, and he'll confirm it with you. Thank you.